Okay.
Okay. Good? Thanks for looks like it's working. Okay, so up to Sif Tes. The Sif Tes in Shin Yud Tes, the most interesting Sif. Also one that's Negei Lamaisa to Hilchos Beirer, possibly to every Shabbos. And the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, here in the papers, it's right under the line, on page one. Mechaber, in Siftes, starts like this. Mishameres, afilo tuluyim erev Shabbos, if you have a strainer. Afilo tuluyim erev Shabbos, even if it was suspended already on top of the kli, from erev Shabbos. Also, litam bashamar, you can put in the sediments that have some wine still absorbed into it, and then the wine will drip out of the sediments after you place them down, and they'll flow through. Avlam nasim bashamar erev Shabbos. But if you put in these sediments already before Shabbos, then you're allowed to pour water through the shmarim, through the sediments, which goes through the strainer, and then out the other side into the keli. This is really the lashon of a Mishnah in Shabbos, and this is the what the Mechaber writes over here. So, the first part of the Sif, to put the Shmarim on top of the strainer's usher. It sounds identical to last Sif. Last Sif said that if you have the Karshinim that have dirt on them, you can put them onto a strainer even though they'll fall through. So what's the difference? So this is a even though you asked last week that the guy knows that's what's going to happen, and it would seem he even has some kavana for that. So here it's obviously an understanding of the Mishnayos here and the Halacha, but that's the whole difference in the case. The last week's case, you just wanted a bowl to put it in, you're allowed to put it on the strainer just as well, on this sifter, even though it will fall through, even though we said it's a psikration that will fall through to the watching your kavana. But here, we're talking about sediments, really he would throw it in the garbage. But he knows there's still some wine in there, he still gets some out. So the same people who take the soda bottle and shake it out, the last drips that are left, that's what he wants to take with the sediments. He has the last sediments, and if he puts them on top of Shabbos, he puts them on top of a strainer, some of it will fall out, and here his kavana is that it should fall out, and that's why it's awesome. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishamer is a kli shemisaren bo hashemarim. It's a kli made for this, to strain things. Vayayin yerei tzach v'tzalol. And the wine comes out pure and clear from any sediments, and you get some more wine. That's also litein v'chiv chatas nami yesh b'zeh. It could be a chiv chatas, either b'shem boirer, shenib ro'echem abseilas, or b'shem merakid, because you're using a sifter, so that's an issur merakid. Okay. Now what about the second part of this sif? The second part of this sif is again, Avol Nosim or Shmerim Erev Shabbos. If you put these sediments there from before Shabbos, Muto Likan Aleim Mayim Kedir Shayasru Tzlulim Lozim, then you're allowed to pour water through them, and what will happen? So presumably, the water will take out some of the wine that's stuck in these sediments, and pull them through, and then you're getting more wine mixed with water, so it's diluted, but that's okay. They used to dilute their wine with water anyway all the time. So you're getting wine diluted with water into your cup. That's essentially what's happening. Right? So the Primogodim already asks right over here the obvious kasha. Why is this not Beirut? Why is it not Beira? You have sediments laying on top of a sifter, and then you're pouring water and therefore thereby forcing through the wine to come out of its sediment and to go fall through the sifter. So why is that not bayir? And using a keli, so it should be bayir mamish b'dayraisa achiv chatas, because it's a kli miyuchad lekach. That's the prima gadim kasha. You want to answer the prima gadim kasha?
I actually didn't see the prima gadim kasha.
Oh, okay.
He said, but it's either because this is. The water is only facilitating something that's going to happen anyway. Right? That the wine is eventually going to drip out of the mishameres. So already the process is set up. The water's not creating that. Facilitating. It's only helping the borer to go more smooth.
Mm-hmm.
From that perspective, it's like the heck to put the color of the base of bar on Erev Shabbat, right? The Gemara says that only because it's a that you can't put it on, right?
Once the olives are ready, squeezed out for Erev Shabbos, you're just putting the beam on top, finishing it off.
Right.
So that's
the point. It would be just the button to put the color.
So
what one idea. The other would be that you're not really borer the wine. You see, again, if you look at it as the tachlis of the refinement of the wine, you're not ending up with any wine. What you're getting at the end is flavored water. So when we talk about borer of the water, that's a separate issue. But with the borer of the wine, there's no way to call this refinement or borer or tikkun of the wine. What you're doing is adding a little bit of flavor to the water.
Okay.
Another quibble might be that if you look like the Arishami, the pourer is the end result, not a process. You can never get all the wine out of the materials. It's not like raisins and nuts where you can separate them completely. Here, there is no complete separation ever possible.
Right. But if you go with that Yerushalmi, right, we mentioned last week that the Yerushalmi would only work to demote this act from a deraisa to rabbanon, if you're taking out pseilas, because then you're not taking all the pseilas out. But here, in this case, I'll be taking out whatever oichel I want. I'm taking it out clear and straight away, so that would be a problem. So with the case of the wine, what you're going to say is you'll have to assume that the wine would go out by itself. Which I guess from the beginning of the sift that you see, if you put it on Shabbos, it will drip out somewhat. And you have to say, whatever wine will go out anyway, and you're just making it go quicker.
Yeah.
So you have to assume that will be the case. So if that's so, then in a case where the thing that's sitting on top will not go through, then you agree that you wouldn't be able to push it through.
So the other thing that you're not being the time in the wine.
You're saying by the sediments themselves.
Seems so less,
but the wine inside of it.
The wine inside is saying
it's going to go through anyway, and maybe that's why it's mutter.
Right, that's one side. The other side is that you're not being attacked in the wine. At the end of the day, what you get at the end is water with a little bit of wine flavor. You're not getting wine. You're not being boiled or wine out of that sediment. At the end, that's not what you're getting.
You're not getting wine at the end?
You're tarus.
In this thing with the sediment, what's happening is that you're getting some palm of wine. You're getting some palm of wine inside water. So you're putting in water, and you're getting out the little bit grape flavored water. You're not getting wine back out of the end. It's not, and then what you're saying that they're moising the wine anyway, but that's not what happens. It's not 1 to 3. This is an unbelievable amount of water to a little bit of wine flavor. You're just getting out the last bit of wine flavor from it. Here, what you're doing is you're getting out at the end some flavor. You see, but you're not being attacking any wine. There's no wine left at the end of the day. So that's that borer. But to be borer wine, you have to have something that's wine at the end of the day. I'm just thinking of another side.
Because this is not wine.
Right, it's not.
You wouldn't go, you mean what's at the bottom of the cup is not wine, what is it?
It's flavored water.
It's flavored water.
Okay. Whatever yain is in, the problem is... No. There's an active borer occurring, I'm not denying it. If you look at it as tikkun, if you look at it as tikkun of the wine, that's
finished. Well,
you're not having wine.
It's not tikkun of your final, it's tikkun of the... You had no wine to start with to be misak.
You have a mixture of wine and
shmar. You had a mixture of wine and shmar,
and now you're left with soilus and nothing. You're not, like, and no, there's no wine, there's water.
You take whatever yang is in those shmarm and you're putting it into the water.
I'm not denying that, but I'm just saying is that in order to, if you're going to look at it as the path, then you have to have the wine. If you're going to say, I'm Borer, you're going to use the Lashon, I'm Borer the wine. I was fine the wine. I was going to pack in the wine. There has to be wine left.
What if I have a mixture of, like we talk about the coffee, right? You take some coffee out of the thing. So, I don't have coffee as grind anymore, I mix it into something else. For my sake, the tarubas or something, just because I made it, I took it out from there, put it in something else, doesn't make it.
So if you're looking at it as a particular decree, then you weren't attacking the decree here.
But again, if you're looking at the wine trapped inside the shmaron, which is a taruvis, right? It would seem that it, somewhat you were misaking it.
Yeah, an act of borer occurred. I'm not denying.
Right, because you took out some of that wine, you took out some of the oichel from the psilis, and that oichel is now psilis free. You happened to be, you wanted it, the way you had it was through the water being poured through, but now I have some of that wine that got out of the. Get out of the psilis that was it was mixed with. That itself should be an act of bayra. And then you could ask the second problem is with the water itself. When you pour the water itself, now the water is mixed together with the sediments, and then it comes out through a strainer. And why is that not good? You want to say you're not doing it with your hands, says the Prima Gadam Ask. It's at least a grumma of bayra. You're being gairim bayra to happen. You're causing bayra to happen. Why isn't that mutter? So the Prima Gadim really doesn't have a teretz to this guy.
That's not the finish of the mission. Usually you could view that the water now becomes part of the promise. So we don't you start out with clear water, you end up with clear water. You haven't done an active
bear. So he said at least it should be a grumma. It means I'm causing bayra to happen. You're right, I'm not doing it be a die, but I'm causing bayra to happen by pouring water through this. Well, let's get to our practical case, because no one has sediments in their house. But you have your coffee grinds. You ground them before Shabbos. Yeah, your coffee grinds. And as we see from the first case of the mechaber, it's not so clear that it's identical to this case. But to take the coffee grinds on Shabbos and to put it into your filter, okay? So you know they have this. It's a very simple apparatus. It's a plastic cup.
Tea bag
would also be an example, right? But you have a plastic cylinder, a plastic kli, which is shaped that could fit a filter into it, a coffee filter into it. And on the bottom, it's flat that can fit right on top of a cup. You put the filter in, you put the grinds in, and then you pour your hot water through that, and it comes out brewed coffee, right? So here, let's say you set this up all before Shabbos, but to put it on Shabbos already is the beginning of this, that would be awesome. But they had the coffee in that thing before Shabbos, and here, to pour water through, it seems pretty clear from the Mechaber that would be mutter. Avoiding the visual problems, you're saying you're pouring from a Kli Shlishi, and you Seimach and Ramesh and others who say that's mutter, you're pouring through a Kli Shlishi, and there's now coffee coming out. So to say this is just flavored water, as like the flavored wine, this is just flavored water, is a bit of a stretch.
That cup itself is
a kosher
from a
Kli Shlishi. Is already a din Kli Shlishi.
This is also the difference, but your coffee grinds are not more of a shmarm. It's all coffee grinds.
All coffee grinds.
Maybe that's how
yes.
Here.
So you don't have the problem of taking something else at that point. The problem is when you pour the water in, now the water sits there, mixes around, and then comes out the other side, comes out the bottom. So why isn't that you just cause the taruvas to happen and then it comes out?
Even there you have the problem, you have a, I don't know what you describe it, you have a cup with grinds, you're going to have to lift that grinds up out of the cup. When you're lifting the grinds up out of, when you're lifting the funnel, whatever it is, up out of the
funnel. Funnel, right, that's what it is, yeah.
And at the end of the day, you are having now, the stuff that was mixed in with the water drip out from the box. That's totally. And say when you put in the fresh water, so you're putting in fresh water, now it's coming fresh water. If you leave it there for 5 minutes, then how is that different than shmarim? And it's like shmarim.
That's like shmarim. And then, and what do you say? So when you lift
it
up.
You lift it up at the end, the drops that come out, when you lift up the cup, that's already a problem of a mishameris.
Right, like in sivches. Like we mentioned last with the tea bag, if you take the tea bag out and you dangle on the top of the cup, that should be yeah. So the Primigadim actually says, since he doesn't have the same pshat in this halacha, he sends you to a lavush. He says therefore you have to learn like the lavush, that really what you wanted to do was just there are some kemachim, flower type pieces in the shmarim themselves, in these sediments, and you wanted to separate that, and it's a case of psoilus and psoilus. That's what he wants to say, the pshad in the lavush. You're just trying to get the kemachim out of the shmarim. So what you're doing is an act of separating psoilus from psoilus, which we have mentioned in the past, and that's why I wanted to bring the Supreme God, and he have the Makar from the Supreme God, and that psoilus from psoilus is not a problem of Bayrev. For example, you have two food items which you want to discard. You have it's a solid and a liquid. So you want to pour the liquid down into the sink, into the drain, and hold back the solid. You're holding back the solids to discard somewhere else, put it in the garbage. So you're doing an act of bayrer. You're letting part of it go into the sink and part of it, and you're holding some of it back. So why isn't that bayrer? Teretz is when it's psoilus and psoilus, there's no tikkun happening over here. It's not going to be yosir.
So I don't understand the case here. So you have shmar that has yayin mixed into it, and you can make this kvachim. So you want to separate now the kvachim and the shmar from the yayin.
So according to the Brinkman, it sounds like you want to pour water through so to get kvachim into the bottom cup, and then take the shmarim and they'll be free of kemachim. What do you want to do with the shmarim? Presumably also throw them out. So why you want to do this? I don't know. It's psalus from psalus. Why would you ever want to do psalus? Maybe you want to put the shmarim in the trash and you don't want this kemachim in there. I don't know. It attracts squirrels. I don't know. I'll read you the levush.
No, I hear, but how do you read the levush?
You want to use the shmarim? I mean,
you want to use the shmarim after it?
That's what they use. Shmarim. Keep pouring, they would get flavored, you buy soda, so they didn't buy soda, they would have a flavored juice.
But then you want it to, then it's something you want.
The shmarim, so it shouldn't be spoiled.
And how are you going to get the wine out of it?
The wine comes out
And the kemachim also come through? So you're going to have kemachim wine.
You throw that out, then you can do it again.
See, I mean, you have to strain it afterwards again. Uh-huh.
How do you mean a kedesh yachzur? It seems to be, at least in Macham.
Yeah.
It seems to be the law. The whole point is so
to get the wine out.
Get the wine out.
Yeah. I think you're right. The Mishnah says, "Our nashim em shmarim erev Shabbos yochalitin leimayim b'shabbos kedesh yachzur slulim min hakemachim." In order they should get the kemachim out, the yozev hayayin shabayim. So he also puts in that you should to have the water. Shame and see his mayim shembayim. Yeah, so it's funny that the Prima Gadim says like this is pshat in the case over here with the lavush. It's hard to say it even in the lavush. Yeah. So let's see, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkaton Lamed Gimel. Mishnah Berurah says. Slulin. Today Shiyachzeru Butalitan Lay Maik, they Shiyachzer Slulin Lazar. Says the Mishmura Tzalayim, Ashiyu Ashmarim Slulin, that the Shmarim should be cleared out of its wine. Bahamayim Yazubu Mayhem, and the water will come out of them, out of the Shmarim, in Mixas Minayayim, together with some of the wine. Means it's clear for the Mishmura. You're going to pour through some water, the water is going to draw out some of that wine in the sediments, and then come together, wine and water, through this mishameres. Shenisha b'lua bay, that was already left absorbed into the shmar. V'hatam shem b'nisiyas mayim shum bayrer. Why is there no problem of bayrer here? Shehamayim shu noisein slulim hay. Because the water that you're putting through is clear. V'ein b'hem dover shetzarech levar mayhem. And the water is, has nothing in it that you need to be mevarer.
You see, the condition board doesn't even deal with the
yeah, Silas, why is the why not an issue? So you want to say because it for sure will come out?
Yeah, I would even say that the Shabbat why it's a complete non issue. It's nothing. So you have to get the bar and the eye. If you left it, just the mind. You have some of the tina's time. That's his thing. It's time in the water.
Yeah. So, right, so let's see first how the Mishnah Berurah understood it, and how the Chazanish understood the Mishnah Berurah. And this really, actually, this Lashon is also the Lashon of Lavush here, to explain why this is Mutter. So essentially what he's saying is like this. We'll explain it the following way. You only have a problem of Bayrer, like we've said the whole time, you only have a problem of Bayrer when you're dealing with the Taruvus. If you have a Taruvus of Eichel and Pseilus, you have a Taruvus of raisins and nuts, then you have a problem of Bayrer. You have a problem of a Taruvus of kernels with pebbles, you have a problem of Bayrer either taking out the pebbles or pouring this mixture, let's say, through a funnel, through a kli, a sifter, to get the eichel that you want out and leave back the psalus. But if you don't have it to aruvis, then there's no iser of bayrer, even if you're doing an active bayrer. So for example, if you have orange juice with pulp, it's really the next sif yud, but we've mentioned this in the past. If you have orange juice with pulp, and most people have no problem drinking orange juice with pulp. Today you happen to, this Shabbos morning, you decide, I don't want any pulp in my orange juice. You could take a strainer, a clean miyuchad lakak, you could take a strainer, and pour the orange juice through, that you get clear orange juice without pulp. Why is it not bayrer? You're doing an act of bayrer, you're doing an act of separating with the kli. The teretz is that you can only have bayrer if you have a taruvus. And to me, this is not real a taruvus, because the sediments inside are considered one and the same as the juice. It's bottled to the juice. It's not viewed as two different items. So that means even though I'm misakin something, there's no iser of tikkun on Shabbos. Right, when we're dealing with Bayrer, there's an issue of Bayrer. So if I have a Eichel and a Pseilas mixed together and I'm misakin that taru with that mixture, then I'm doing the Malach of Bayrer. But if I never had a mixture to start with, then there's no problem of Bayrer. So
I don't say this becomes like Tyson's case that you can subjectively term something to be Pseilas.
In which case?
The orange juice. Why don't we say subjectively now you've determined that the pulp is Pseilas?
The min echad is no bar, so you have to determine where you call something min echad. You're 100% right. What he's saying is right.
Yeah,
why? He's asking. You're going to have to draw the line. Something's going to be considered min echad, and not subjectively to me. Where you draw that line is going to be a little bit subjective.
He's saying normally you would drink the orange juice with pulp.
Right, but
you
now
wouldn't
you
normally drink
right,
it there.
That's what he's saying.
So it's orange juice. But you don't say I'm drinking orange juice with pulp.
But now you're showing, and you're clearly definitely in your action that you consider this pulp to be pleasant.
It's not what you want.
What are you doing today? Today I don't want to eat the nuts. Usually I would eat the nuts.
Right,
today
you're saying usually you would take a scoop of a handful of raisins and nuts together. Today you haven't. Now one is you going to take take out?
This is a problem. When you take that conceptualization of Tosfos, this ends up to be a problem. This is why the Rambam will say that Yayin Migito is Guf Echad, and he has no problem saying that for exactly the reason you're saying. He said people drink it that way. Right? So it's fine. Tosfos would have a problem. Why not say that it's a mixture of subjective results? Even if people drink that way, you don't want to drink it.
Right, but this halach is even according to Taisus.
No, I'm not.
Right?
Right. So
you
have to draw
the line according to Taisus.
Yeah, so I think the lashon of the mechaber is hoyel v'ru'uyin lishtois b'lavochi, because you could drink it as is. It means and obviously goes with you normally drink it like this. So in this understanding, the pshat is if it's something that's the normal way to drink it, and that's the way you would drink it normally. So then to separate it would not be considered a tikkun.
No, but you have to add what David Chakov is saying, is that you normally call it that also. You have to add that, because otherwise a mixture of nuts and raisins is something that normally you pick the whole thing up and eat it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Consider that for sure to be two different things. It started out as two different things. There has to be something that we normally view as being one thing to start, otherwise you're going to end up with it. Right? When you have almonds and
but
raisins,
if you want to go with, yes, if you want to go with the like the Trumas Hadesh and the Zmedayik, it has to be a different min. Right, that's the reason that I can taste this shtei minim. That's why held by minach, there's no bearer. So that's easy. The difference between the raisin and nuts case, in the case of the oranges with the pulp, it's minach. That's yeah.
And who's it? I also don't see why he has that he usually drinks today. He decides not to do it. I mean, let's see if somebody always filters their water.
So that's the primi godim. The primi godim says someone who's innocent. So to him, it's really not right. One. It's not minach. Well, to him, it really is a tikkun.
And
it
that's
is a ticket.
Right. The Rambam would say again, yeah, I mean, it's been effort, period.
Yeah.
Objectively, just not discussed.
Right.
This Easternist thing to bring in different people viewing in different ways.
Yeah. So that's the idea. If you have something which is really is not in a mixture, so you're right, we're having difficulty explaining the orange juice of the Pope. In terms of why that's not considered two things even for today. But when you have something that Lakul Yamla is not a mixture, so there's no iser of bayrer on it. Okay, just bring this case of the oranges with the pulp, the yayin with the kismendakin, is that you see that since it's viewed in halacha as something that does not require a tikkun, therefore there's no iser in bayrer, even though I'm doing the act of bayrer. If that's the case, so by the when you take water and you pour it through a strainer, that can't be an issur of bayra. Can't be an issur of bayra. You started with water, and you ended with water. Can't be an issur of bayra. Right? You take water and pour it through a strainer. You start with water, end up with water. There can't be an issur of bayra. Right? The kuli alma.
No, Rambam disagrees. Because Rambam holds that mesanemis is always awesome.
To pour water through? No.
Without
shmar, without anything. You take water.
No, but
you want to have fun. A child wants to play, so he takes a strainer and pours the water through, yeah, and it comes out, it's trickling out. It comes like a shower instead of just a flow of water. Is there anything wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. Huh? You pour filtered water through the strainer?
No, you pour water through a filter.
Through a filter. So it will be the same thing as the orange juice. If I would drink it without it, then otherwise, if you wouldn't, so you wouldn't be able to take tap water on Shabbos because there's a strainer at the end of the faucet, right? So why is it mutter to that? This is actually the Chazanish's case. Based on this Mishnah Berurah, the Chazanish says that even if you have, let's say, over time, over years, he says, you can have a buildup of dirt, a buildup of sand that settles in that faucet. Because you don't clean it out before Erev Pesach when you take off that faucet once a year. So you have a buildup of sand there, and then you every time you open the tap and the water comes through, that is going through sand which would have come out and is being held back by that strainer, by the keli. So why is that mutter?
In the case of the water, you're saying it's completely mutter for the child, you're saying when you're absolutely doing nothing or using it for the reason that we use a water filter for. We use a water filter for microparticles that you can't see. You're saying that's what's completely mutter. Even though there's something being filtered, right? It's just that we can't see what it is, right? I'm saying, so it starts out, so we call that my install. Saying even that.
Even that, yeah. I was talking about a case just stand. You pour water through a strainer.
Cocoa pods in the Five Brothers in New York.
That's similar for now for the Chazanish's case, that you actually have some psilis over there that you're holding back and you're pouring the water through.
Right,
yeah, so the Mishmur says over there, why? Because that's... That's because it's Kederesh Sholiyaz Kederesh Oisim
Bechoil. I hear. Yeah. Rabbi would say it's
so if it resembles a sort of an Uvda Dechoil, that's it. I mean, but it's not ultimate the Boire problem. I agree. Even though Allah, we don't pass like the Ramadan, but the problem over there is not a Boire problem. The problem is because you're using a strain which you use during the week. That's what the Mishmur said. The time in Nirim to Memalev, to go Memalev. Mishmur Sholiyaz Kederesh Oisim Bechoil. But I'm saying as the conceptually, the problem of Boirer, when you're dealing with something that's clear and no taruvis, they can't be Boirer. For example, Ramesha was asked, one of the Shilas that Rabbi Ida asked Ramesha was this example we gave before. You take, let's say, soup with vegetables. You want to throw them both out. So you pour the soup into the sink and the vegetables you'll throw into the garbage. So Rabbi Eider asked, why isn't that Boirer? And Ramesh didn't understand what he was asking. As Ramesh says, he says, I don't really know what you're asking. I don't understand your Shiloh. His Shiloh was, is it mutter to pour the leftovers into the sink because there's a strainer in the bottom of the sink, meaning that the strainer is allowing the liquid to go through. So Ramesh thought he's asking that if I dump things like is happens all the time, the little strainer at the bottom of the, on top of the drain, in the bottom of the sink, collects thing over the course of the hour, the day of Shabbos, it collects food. So Ramesh thought he's asking, every time it collects food, how could I then pour the water, turn on the water? The water is going through, and the solids are being held up by this strain, by the strainer. So why is that mutter? That's what Ramesh thought he's asking, because the tshuva says lahashtach bekara kol anishim eichel eini roya iser. I don't see any iser by throwing it all out. The mehem lo yotzeklum derech nikom maktanim. Nothing is going through. Umashe yitnu sham mayim. Vayazuvu sham, that you're going to put water afterwards. It means every time you turn on the water, it's going to go through and hold back. He says, "Hare mehamayim loy nisher klum, v'loy nasa shum ma'isasinu." The water is coming as water and going out through water. So it's just water on top, water on the bottom. There's no ma'isasinu over there. So I just bring this as a raya that you see. That's what he's understanding. That when you have something that doesn't have a taruvus to it, there's no mixture, there's no eichlem psalus, there's no iser in putting that through a strainer. Even though, in the process, when you put it through the strainer, it happens to be for a moment, or maybe even for a short amount of time, it's being mixed up with some psalus. For example, the case of the pouring the tap through. Maybe some of it is some of the water is being mixed with that, as the Chazanish calls that choil, that so sand particles, and then comes out. That's going to be mutter because the water started without being tarubis and it ends up without being tarubis, and that's why it's that's why he says it's mutter.
Water, so it's also as well as what's in there. Once the water hits,
which water,
Silas? Once the water coming out of the tap hits that material on top of the drain, it's waste.
What, the water?
Yeah, you have this use for it.
No, but it's coming out afterwards. It is coming out afterwards.
It's waste.
It's going to
be
evil. It's
not
like what the
Chazon Ish. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Means that in the case of Ramesh. Yeah, but Ramesh doesn't say that.
Right. No.
Ramesh doesn't say, right, you could add that heter anyway. It's just Psalus from Psalus. Yeah, I'm saying, you see, Ramesh is not a Maisasinu. It's not a Maisasinu because there was no Taruvus there. Now, it's only.
That's true even if it picks up something. That's what the
Mishnah's
teaching. And even if the water changes in some way, it's still considered water in and water out.
Water in and water out, yeah. So. The one thing we'll have to add to the coffee case is like this. Even though it's water in, it's not entirely just water out. It's water in, coffee out. Right? If not too much coffee would come through, you would have to find a different way to make coffee.
We call it coffee. It's a shape of fire. It's another name.
And we call it coffee. That's right. We definitely call it coffee once it comes out. And it makes good, rich, brewed coffee when you do such a thing through a strainer, right? So on that, you'll have to say the following svara. In other words, we're saying, why is it mutter to pour the water through the coffee grinds and it comes out? So we're saying that the reason why it's not an act of Boirer, according to the Mishnah Brura, According to Mishnah Berurah, same as like for Ramesha says this, this is the way the Chazon Ish explains the Mishnah Berurah. The reason why that's mutter is because you're pouring something which did not need Bayer, did not need any separation because there's no Eichel Amsel, there's no mixture, and it's coming out as not a mixture, it's coming out as water. Why is it coming out as water? It's coming out as coffee. So you have to say that tam of coffee that's in the water is butel to the water.
That's what I was trying to say with the yayin. That's exactly the point with the yayin. That's what the meaning
is. By the case of the yayin, you have to say that the water is coming out and the tam of yayin that's there is butel to the water.
It's butel, it changes the whole flavor of the water.
It changes the flavor of the water, right? But this is still the main ingredient here is what?
Water.
Is still water. The main ingredient still is water.
You could say the other way if you want to, but the Mishnah says not that. I mean, they could pour water onto Shemayim. That's what they were doing.
Yes. The Mishnah says clearly this you're allowed to do. We're trying to figure out a Svara for it. So we're saying this, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Svara of the Mishnah is that because you're pouring water, starting off it's only water, ending up it's only water, and even though there is a new flavor to it, that flavor is bottled to the water. I would say as a mushel.
It's actually bitter with something that's related.
This is what you had a problem with, but
right.
You were saying before.
I'm just saying that the terminology here is doesn't even fit. I mean, how can you start talking about bitter? You had something mamish, but nice and mamish. What it is? How can you start telling me bitter?
It's a lousy coffee.
Because it's not that we're not talking about this.
No, I know we're not talking about, but even the terminology doesn't even fit.
Coffee is water. Coffee is water with flavor.
Water with flavor.
What you're cooking are the grinds. That's a separate issue. The grinds are cooked, but the water is still water with flavor.
I'll give a mushel.
It's not milk or something like that.
Is that true for tea also?
Tea would be the same way. When the chubas talk about tea, so we talk about tea after you put it in the cup already, how do you pull it out? It's dripping through.
Yeah, but no, we're not talking about tea.
Talk about
real tea.
Okay. Yeah, real tea.
That's like instant coffee? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Do you take tea?
Yeah.
Put it in a tea strainer, just like it's a coffee
filter, right?
Filter. And I put that in the machine. Okay, then I should be able to pour hot water on that.
Pour hot water through it, right?
And you could not only could have they have sometimes where it's on the bottom, you cook the water, and then you pour it through the top. I've seen that in Europe, where the water is boiled on the bottom, and then you have the tea leaves in a double strainer on the top, and then you pour it out through the top. That's also what you're going to be, because it's starting out water, and it's coming out at the end of the tea.
No. So that...
You know where they're held separately above the water.
You're talking about it's a
tea is held in a separate container above the water.
Above the water.
Yeah, and so you boil the water on the bottom.
Boil the water with the tea leaves?
No. Boil the water and then pour it through.
Oh, the water is in a separate compartment too. The tea leaves on top.
Right. So that would also be.
And then you pour it through. Right. You pour it through because it's water in, water out. Even though it has time.
Take the fishel out. Just forget fishel.
Even though it's time. Yeah, that won't work on Shabbos.
No, you could. Oh,
now French press will say in a minute. I just want to give him the mushel.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, the mushel. It's not a story. The mushel. It's not a parable. It's a dimion. For example. The what bracha do we make on beer? But now I'm going to have dollar on Matzah Pesach. What bracha do you make on beer? You make a shahakel. So Tosis and Brachas asks, why do you make a shahakel? It's made from barley hops. That's barley, right? So Tosis says, because since this is a drink, so... If I'm not mistaken, he uses that lushan that the barley hops is bottled to the drink. And since the ikar is a drink over here, even though the ingredients are from the chameshas minim, and it should really be a mezainis, says Taisa, since the ikar is a drink and it's looked at as a drink, it's like the sair and these barley become bottled to the drink. So the same thing over here, even though you're right, this we call coffee, and this is a very strong taste of coffee, it looks different, it's black now, but the ikar is still the water, and the coffee is only merely a flavor. So therefore, not batel b'shishim type of thing, because it's overpowering, but in the sense that I could still say what I have here is water. With this tam, the tam is insignificant legabe the water.
But maybe you can come on to say, you can say a different svar. What you have is shmar. And you have this yayin, whatever, that's mixed together with it. What remains is still shmar. The tam that came out is... Maybe that's aim la iker. That probably, you can't say it was a tirus of tam the iker. There was no tirus there to start.
The tam's coming out of the shmarim just as much.
Right,
shmarim
right.
Are sitting there, right. Tam's coming out.
But maybe there's maybe there's no din of soilus or maybe to say that tam yayin from shmarim is not oifel mitachat soilus.
Tam yayin from shmarim.
It's not oifel mitachat soilus. So what did you take out? You didn't take out anything from shmarim. You know, anything mixed together. You took the tam and you put it into the water. Maybe that wasn't.
You're saying there's no wine that actually falls through? No, the Mishabura says
you leave it,
that it comes out. You v'amayim yizuva mayem im mixas min hayayin.
It mixes maybe
the yayin comes out too. I don't know. So that's I don't know. That's maybe an assumption. You're saying if you would leave it there, all of the wine would come
not
out
all,
by itself.
No, not all. Some.
So the truth is, this svara.
No, but that makes us. Doesn't could be bottle could be bottled on a mayim.
No, but I'm saying that still the bottle thing is the way that.
Yeah, but with the bottle, we're only using for the why is not a problem with the water.
The water going through, right?
Going through, and it's taking something else with it.
Right.
So that's about the water. It really doesn't answer why is it mutter for the grumma of me taking out some of that wine from the shmarim, which was a taruvus.
No, so there I'm saying you have two options. Either when you're not mevarer anything, because at the end of the day, you're left with water. There is no wine. You have to be mevarer wine to say that I was mevarer wine.
Yeah, but it's the case of coffee, I understand, because there's no coffee grinds coming through. It's only tam. But in the case of wine, some wine is coming through. So that you have to say a batel b'shishim svar.
And then because again, if you're left with if nothing is left, right? I'm saying then it's not wine anymore. You have to have it sitting in the container at the end, wine, to say that I was mavar wine. Here I have water at the end. The wine is like disappeared. It's gone. It's no longer. Even if it's a bottle of shishim, there is. I was not mavar. I did not refine any wine with this. I might have pulled some wine out of shmar, but that normally is an act of brayer. I'm not denying that, but it wasn't mavar. It's sort of like the chelmon and the pelpon a little bit, right? That I'm not being
mavar
or anything here.
Why not? Again, why not? I'm not even sure.
It's water. It's not wine. So where did the wine go? It's gone. But it's not gone in the sense of bottle
of
shishi.
So
it's just water.
So,
and aside from that, I would say also.
I mean, in your case, of a tea bag, yeah. Are you allowed to take the tea bag out of the kli shlishi and lift it up and let it drip out?
When you pick up the tea bag, right? No, because there at the when you pick up the tea bag,
the case is there's a taruvus of tea essence with tea leaves, and you're letting it go through a strainer, through a keli. So, but according to you, it's not. I'm not ending up with anything because it's going right into my tea. It's bottle. I don't have just tea essence. I have it mixed in the water. So that right, that would be the.
I'd say the facilitated side then could answer that. Only facilitating the coming out of the wine.
Facilitating, yeah. So that's what I wanted to show. There's an interesting Rajba. I wanted to take a look at this Rajba. Oh, before the Rajba, just in the case of the French press, if you go with this Svara, that'll be mutter to, if you have, it won't be mutter.
Oh, win-win.
You live in the United States, should speak English.
Yeah, yeah.
He says with a British accent.
Do they have French fries in the
Pressure for a big deal, that was a cool
pump
free.
So the French press is a cup like this coffee cup here. Usually a glass cup, and then it has a strainer at the top. You put coffee grinds and you cook that water, you let it sit till it brews up, and then you push there's a stick that pushes that strainer down, which then pushes the grinds to the bottom and lets the coffee come up through the top of that strainer, and then you pour it into your cup. Now that, I don't know why that should be mutter.
It's not.
Because there it's not... There it's not you're just taking out water. There what you're doing with the, you're doing an act of pushing away the grinds, essentially you're pushing the pselas away from the eichel. So there I don't know what the heter should be over there. Right? Because you're pushing, that's what you're doing. You're pushing the pselas away from the eichel. It's like you're taking the shmarim, pushing the shmarim away from any water and the wine that was mixed with it. And that's doing you be a dayim. So there, I'm not sure why that should be mutter. Maybe there's another svara why a French bread should be mutter, but we'll have to find out. Is there a tshuva about it?
I don't know.
We'll have to get him to write a tshuva.
You know what? I should have asked the question for what's the Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll have to see if that indeed... those. Okay. Not on Shabbos, though. Mevaron Shabbos. Okay.
So anybody has a problem with the whole thing, right? The Ran says that there's no heter to pour the water through the shmarim over. Right? The Ran says that the case is that the shmarim are on the bottom, you're pouring water onto the top and just pouring off the top water and making it flake. Right?
Yeah,
there's no
true.
Heter to pour. You know, it's the whole heter.
So the Rajba here, we'll go straight to the Rajba, which is on the last page, the third page. The last Mara Makim here. The Rajba is on Kufla Meches, but the Gemara asks if someone, the Mishnah says you can't put the Shmarim on top of the strainer and let it go through, but if the Shmarim were there from Erev Shabbos, you can pour the water through. Right? Really, in that Mishnah, the first Mishnah is a Machloikis, Rebbe Eliezer, and the Chacham. Rebbe Eliezer actually allows you to put the sediments on Shabbos and then it will fall through. And the Chacham said that's not mutter. But if the Shmarim were there from Erev Shabbos, then even the Chachamim agree that you're allowed to pour it through. Okay, so there's two cases. Those are the two cases of the Shulchan Aruch, which we started with. The first case, which we said, is also to put the Shmarim there, that's only according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer would say, you're allowed to even put the Shmarim there on Shabbos, and then it will fall through by itself. And the Chacham says that's not mutter, but if it's there from Erev Shabbos, it is mutter. So the Rajbi, in explaining Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, says, Umir Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Dekivan De'ina Beirah, V'loi Merakid, B'yadayim. Since you're not doing an act of Beirah or Merakid with a sifter with your hands, U'memelahu Mishtaber, and it's just happening by itself, this Shimur, this straining, Einoi Kebeirah, V'enei Kemerakid, Afilu, Umutah Afilu Chathchila. Now again, this is only according to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you're even allowed to put the Shmarim there on Shabbos. Now the Rajba doesn't explain the Pshat and the Chachamim when it's there before Shabbos. In the second case of the Mechaber, where you pour the water through, the Rajba doesn't explain. But there's a Sefer, actually it's called Mishmeres HaShabbos, but it's on much of the Hilchos Shabbos. So he wants to use this Rajba to explain this halacha, even according to the Chachamim. And with the following way. There are some halachas which the main way of doing the malacha is biyadayim, and then there are some malachas which the main way of doing the malacha is in a memela way, in a passive way. For example, the malacha of bishul is not a hands-on malacha. All you do is put the pot on top of the fire. That is the act of bishul on Shabbos. I take almost no part in that. I just put it there, and then it happens by itself, right? You could say is like that. It's in my pack. I'm packing already from inside, and I walk out with it. So certain malachas are done memela, and therefore that is the tzuras of malacha. That is the way the malacha is done. And that's what you chayav for on Shabbos. Other malachas that the act of malacha is doing something biyadayim, doing some physical act to create this malacha, for malacha of binyan, of baina. You're actually constructing something, putting things together. That's the malacha of baina. So the malacha of baira, or the malacha of merakeid, he says, this Rashba seems to be saying, is that usually the Malach HaBayr is biyadayim. Usually it's taking the pebbles out biyadayim and throwing them away. It's doing some physical act of separation. And indeed, most of the Bayr that is done is separating biyadayim, doing something physically to this Taruvus, either taking out the Tzeilus or taking out the Eichel for La'achar's Man, or pouring the mixture through a strainer. So then you're doing it biyadayim. Even Merakeid, you have to say, even though it's happening just by putting it in the sifter and going through, you have to say there, you have to shake the sifter in order to at least the way the malach is done is by shaking the sifter to allow one, either the Eichel or the Pseilus, to come through. Maybe that, he says, is what the Rashba means, that in this case, since all I do is place the shmarim on the strainer, and then it comes out by itself, so therefore a Belezer holds, that's already, it's so removed from my involvement in this malacha, which usually is a malacha, which I have much more involvement in, therefore it's not considered a malacha of Bayra. Now the Chachamim don't agree that that's mutter. The Chachamim say, if you put the Shmarim on there, that already is enough of your involvement in this act of Bayra that that's Asur on Shabbos. However, if the Shmarim were there from before Shabbos, then even a Chacham would agree, because again, then I'm another step removed from the Bayra process which is taking place. This is his Svara. Does it answer everything? The truth is, in this case, you're taking water physically and pouring it through. So I'm not sure why that's considered only a memela, right? Even according to the Rashba. The Rashba is not going to the case of the water. The Rashba is going to the case of just putting the Shmarim there and have it by itself. This Mishmar Sashaz wants to extend it even with a Chacham Magri in the second Mishnah, which is the second halacha here, where you pour water through. Now why is that only a memela? The first case, I didn't see why it's only a memela. I'm just putting it down and it goes memela. Unless you'll say, now I'll come back full circle to your original svara. You want to say, maybe they understand that the case of the wine is that it will strain through by itself. And if it strains through by itself anyway, so that, right, that can't be considered my act because it's going to happen anyway. I'm just maybe accelerating the process, not a problem. But if that's the case, and if you go with this head to the Rashba, then the case by coffee would not be mutter. Then to pour water through the coffee, which won't come out by itself any of that time, and I'm pouring it through, then that should not be mutter, even according to the Chacham. So therefore we have to go back to the case, the head of the Mishnah Berurah. We'll be safe with the Mishnah Berurah again, which is really the Lashon of the Lavush, and we suffer a Moshe, and the Chazon Ish understands it this way, that when you're pouring water through, since the water is not a mixture, there's no Taruvus or Eichel of Eichel and Pseilus in this water, pouring something through which doesn't by itself need a tikkun or taruvus, because it's not a taruvus, is absolutely mutter. What comes out then is water. Now there's also some time. That time is bottled to the water. And therefore, the case of that coffee, once the grinds are at least there before Shabbos, because to put the grinds on Shabbos would seem to be a problem of the first case in the halacha, which the Chacham would view that as already too much involvement in the process of Bayra. But if it's there from before Shabbos, then that's going to be mutter. So that would be an eitz of those who don't want to put the timer on, the coffee timer on, from before Shabbos. So you have the filter with the coffee grinds in it, already sitting in the filter, already sitting on top of the kli. All you then do, you could use a kli shlishi for those that are makel on it, and pour it through, and you get your cup of good coffee.